The U.S. last month entered a deal with Vietnam that would make it easier for our former enemy in war to ascend into full World Trade Organization membership. Congress is considering normalizing formal trade relations with Vietnam, with a vote expected sometime this month. And while Vietnam's exports increased almost 18% from this same time last year, U.S. agricultural attaché to Vietnam, John Wade, says
there's a lot of areas where there's potential for exports of U.S. products to Vietnam.
And the reasons are limited land for agriculture in Vietnam, coupled with a growing middle class. Wade says, for example, there is beef.
Grazing is not good at all in Vietnam, so they're going to have to import in the long run beef. Commodities like grapes, apples, I think there's a lot of potential as they become wealthier and they demand more of a diverse diet.
And Wade says entry into the WTO is so important to Vietnam that they are willing to make concessions to the U.S. and other nations when it comes to bilateral trade agreements. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.